Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrow and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. And I know yesterday everybody kept saying, well, why ain't she saying anything? Why ain't she saying anything? Well, the reason she wasn't saying anything, she was. She here, Codust, had her phone muted. I've had my phone muted. I don't even know if y'all got to listen to any of the music. I know you did hear the 420 song, and then we closed it right out. And on my birthdays, you didn't hear any of that. So I'm going to actually say my birthdays from yesterday and then today. Yesterday was Greg Bernard, Wally Stewart, Leonard Lusk, Sabri Myers, Rudy Ferraz, Rob Page, Shiva Ray Jai, Heidi Hanford, that is Irvin Rosenfield's love of his life, Brandy Sawyer, Eastep Collins, and that was yesterday's. Today's birthdays are Jason Fletcher, Jim Price, Mark Evans, Chris Brown, and Tim Curry. That is my Facebook friends and family birthday. The weather, it's very cloudy. It says mostly cloudy, but I'm going to tell you, it's really cloudy. It's 72 and just a little bit of light rain. Not a lot, but just a little bit of light rain. And it was 80 yesterday, you know, in the 80s yesterday. I'm seeing a lot of rain, but it hasn't actually hit us yet. I mean, it's showing it on the radar, but we're not seeing it. But here's something interesting. What about this? And I heard this on the radio. We're actually going to see if we can find an article about it. But on the radio today, as I was driving home, they were talking about how the doctors, like 90% of your doctors now, are operating on you. They're operating on you, and they're drunk. Absolutely drunk. I mean, it's a big thing to where 90% of your doctors are drunk when they're operating on you. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. What do you think about it?
Well, I went and saw my surgeon today.
I know, and it's just not what you wanted to hear, is it, Paula?
I'd rather smoke a joint, actually. But my blood pressure was pretty much normal, and that was because I was able to consume some medical cannabis before I went, but I didn't tell her that, not on the first visit, anyways, you know.
Right. Well, good. So are they going to get you straightened out, Paula?
Well, I got to get my little ducks in a row because I'll be 6 weeks down for the count, so I've got to get my chores pretty much caught up in a head and get the dog food and the cat food because I can't lift anything over 10 pounds.
Oh, the governor. The Kentucky's under a state of an emergency on wildfires.
Idiots burn leaves. They make fucking dirt, rake them up in a pile, and leave them alone.
You have so many counties that have burn bans right now in them. They've had bans in them, especially in eastern Kentucky, because we're really dry. We are dry. I mean, now we're starting to get a little bit of a mist of rain, but we are really behind on rain here.
We are too.
I was talking to a farmer earlier, and he was telling me how where it's been so dry that he's already having to feed his cattle hay because, you know, there's nothing for them to eat, you know, and it's not even winter yet, and he's already having to use his hay. And he says, you know, and this is a great point that he brought up. He said, you know, if you go to the grocery store to get you a steak and you see this ungodly price, don't blame the farmer. Because he said the farmer is only getting like 50 cents to a pound off of these cows. $0.50 a pound. Really, it's not even worth the farmer's time. Like he said, if it wasn't for his savings from 2 years ago, where it's been such a bad summer and been a bad year in the farming industry this year, that if he hadn't put some money back from 2 years ago, he would really be struggling right now this year, because he's been spending money that he put back 2 years ago from farming, where he'd made. You know, a lot of people don't realize that. You know, just like the little lady that I work for, they solely depend upon their farm work. And I talked with her a little bit today, and I'm going to try to talk to John some more about it, because John is her son. But, you know, they're growing organic hemp. Not just hemp, organic hemp. And they're like, well, what's the difference between organic hemp and regular hemp? Well, on the organic hemp, it has nothing. It's plain water, and it's on a farm. This is what makes it so organic. It's on a farm that's been an organic farm for years and for over 20 years. You know, everybody says, oh, I'm going to get an organic farm. Well, it's going to take you at least 10 or 15 years to get that farm ready to be an organic farm, because you got to, all pesticides, no pesticides. You got to let everything grow up like a wilderness. You know, I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, they don't really have a market for it. You know, not much of a market for it. So, I mean, you know, they don't feel like it's really much of a use for them. I mean, they're all for it to replace the tobacco industry, but they need a market for it.
Right. We got to grow the market. Found bottom up again.
Right. Well, you know, and then one of these elderly people was telling me today how, you know, which really impressed me, is how that they come across, and she said to me, she said, well, you know, it's DuPont's fault. It's DuPont's fault, is exactly what she said, that we don't have hemp because of their battle with the cotton industries, you know, of trying to act like cotton and polyester and all that was cheaper and better clothing for us.
But we already knew that.
Yes, we did, Paula. What is it, 5 days till that we got a new president?
Oh, fuck, who knows? I'm hoping for a new state rep is what I'm hoping for.
Well, I would like to see a bunch of new state reps, to be honest with you.
Me too. And I don't care if they're Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, or Green Party, or Independent, as long as they're good people.
Well, I tell you what, if you're not a lawyer, I'm for you 100%. If you have a law degree, I'm definitely against you. If you've got a law degree, you know, I mean, a lot of people ask me, they say, Codust, who are you for? And I'm like, well, you probably don't want to hear who I'm for. And so far, everybody's been awful nice to me about it. I've not had no real big arguments or anything about it. But, you know, I mean, I come right out. You know,
I'm not going to get into an argument. I don't really care. I'm focused on 6th District State House Rep, period.
You know, I do know that I'm going to vote, like, with the last 3 or 4 years that I've been voting for a certain select few in my county. I'm voting against everyone that I've been voting for the last 4 years. How's that sound? Yeah. So if I've been voting for you for the last 4 years and you're in my district or I'm in your district, I'm voting against every fucking one of you. I don't give a damn what party you are. I don't look at the fucking party of it myself.
Me neither. Some dude's been bashing Day because he has no balls or he would have ran as a Democrat. What the fuck has that got to do with anything? You know, I am so sick of idiots like that.
I tell you, Paul.
For sure ain't got no balls. Just saying. And I know a lot of yellow Union Democrats that are not voting for Will Corsi that are voting for Dave Watson. So they can put that in their pipe and smoke it too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't want to get into that conversation. I really don't want to argue with people. I don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, that's me. I'm not going to argue with you. You know, I've already got my mind made up. I've had my mind made up, and I'm not going to try to change, you know, and you're not going to have me to even try to debate anything with you on that maybe you're voting for the wrong person. I mean, you know, because it's not for me to say that somebody's voting for the wrong person. To me, if you're
right.
voting,
a Democrat and he's a libertarian, right. You know, that's no reason
right.
to bash him.
Right. Just vote. Just stand up for your liberties and your own individual freedoms.
And research the candidates.
Right. You know, and that's the best thing to do, research the candidates, see what their mission statement is, you know, what kind of back, you know, I mean, I'm going to tell you, here's another thing, like they've bashed the hell out of Chuck Tackett. I love Chuck Tackett. He's a Democrat. They've bashed the hell out of him because he's done this and he's done that. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a dirt farmer, people. This is not a man that's been in politics. You know,
right.
I think that's the best kind of
family
people.
Value pack that's bashing
right.
all that.
You know, I think that's the best.
From Kentucky.
And I think that's the best type of people that we should put into office is the people that, you know, that... that don't, you know, they're going to learn. They're going to be the first, you know, they're going to learn. Now, if they get in there with a bunch of dirty ones, you know, the dirty ones are going to try to teach them all the little old dirty tricks. But let's
right.
hope that if we can get enough new faces in there, that
we
can break that.
Right.
Right.
Maybe they'll play better in the sand, Paul.
Right, Paula. You know, I mean, it's like, man, I mean, I just, I don't know. I mean, just crazy. But like I say, I would love to see a bunch of new people, in office and see more young people. I would like to see more of the young people involved in running for, and you know, and when I say running for an office, you do not have to start and run for governor or a senate or an office. You know, start with your local hometown community, sitting on city council boards. You know, get involved in commissioner or local mayor, you know, do something like that. I feel like, you know, and that way you've got a little bit of experience when you do get yourself on up there. But, you know, you don't have to. If you've got enough people backing you, fuck, do it, run, you know.
Robin
I'm all
Wills
for it.
Will raised $46,000 and Dave's only raised $3,000. Well, it ain't about the fucking money that you raised either. You know?
No, it's not, Paula. Because, you know, the person that's raised the least would be the better candidate. You know,
yeah, and Dave's the only one giving out information. That's substantial. The rest of it's just bullshit.
All right. We've actually got a caller. Let's try this out, caller. We usually don't take calls, but welcome to the show. Can I ask who's calling?
My name is Jerry.
Do what? Hello?
He said his name was Jerry.
He hung up. Okay. Sorry about that, Jerry. I was having a little bit of trouble. We usually don't take calls unless, but I've got a lady that I know that's supposed to be okay, we got a first lawsuit filed against Samsung over the phone fires. Samsung, they're suing you. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Remember the other day I was talking about the judge executive in Clay County that had resigned. I said, well, let's wait for an indictment, and I think my paper will be here this week. And guess who's on the front page? The county judge executive. The county judge executive that just resigned, he's been indicted. Laundering money, laundering county funds and state funds, you know. And kudos to Jimmy D. Lawson. Jimmy D. Lawson, when I first posted that, the first thing he said, it's because the son of a bitch didn't deliver me my free gravel for my votes for my vote for voting for him, which I know Jimmy is just messing with me. I know they didn't give him no free gravel, but I do know that that is the way it goes in that county to where, hey, we'll give you a load of free gravel if you and the family goes down there and votes for us. But if you don't, then it's going to cost you $200 or $300.
I would think that it's best. So you know when you blow.
All right. Well, you know, my thing is here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. We got 14, maybe 15,000 people at the most. Maybe 15,000 people. This is where our state rep, Robert Stivers, lives at. He is a lawyer, by the way. He is a lawyer, has his own law firm there. That's right, Robert. I thought you were on the bus. Fuck you. Let's go to court, Robert. I'd love to go to court with you. But here he is, and he has all this trouble with vote buying, money laundering. You know, I mean, it's all, you know, political people that's elected, because now it's like the governor. The governor's got 30 days to appoint a judge executive. See, they can't just replace that judge executive. The governor has to appoint somebody to that office. It's like, where the fuck's the FBI? Y'all killed the best FBI agent. That's all right, though, because I know that I've got one friend that's in the FBI. He's actually in the academy. And he says that one day when he comes back, after many years, maybe after everybody's forgot about who he was, he's going to come in there and tear up. He's going to tear up the jack. He's going to tear up house. Clean it out. It'd be nice. I hope I live to see that. I hope I live to see. I mean, to me, it's just been so corrupt all my life. But it's not just, if there's that much corruption in that small town, can you imagine how much corruption there is in the bigger towns like Lexington and Louisville?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know. You know, the tragic little story of a young boy that was just killed up in Lexington the other day. He was on his way to school, and he was somehow, I don't know how, but he was accidentally hit, because I don't think there was any charges. But, well, he wasn't killed. I'm sorry. He was hit and thrown into the windshield of the car. Well, the thing about this is his father, the boy's daddy, lives with the boy's grandmother. Okay, and the grandmother has been taking care of the daddy for 13 years where the daddy was hit by an automobile, and he suffers from a brain injury. Now the grandson, 15-year-old grandson, is suffering with a brain injury. Now, ain't this horrible? So now the grandmother is not only going to take care of her own son, who's a grown man, and she's going to take on the responsibility of the grandson who was just hit that now has a brain injury also. Now the son,
you know, that child is cannabis.
Well, here's the craziest thing about the son, her son. I think I've got enough time to tell it. The son, they had him on some medicine and it wasn't acting right, and so they took him back to the hospital, and come to find out, he was having like an allergic reaction to the medicine. Well, he couldn't speak or nothing. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't talk to him or nothing. Well, when they got him back in the hospital and realized that he was on the wrong medicine and got him on the right medicine, it's like he woke up like out of a coma, started talking to his mother, and like nothing had ever happened to him. And then it's like after just a few short hours, he, like, went back into the coma and has been back in it ever since then. Ain't that sad?
Yeah.
And I'm like you, Paula, could the oil help on something like that?
Yes,
it wouldn't hurt.
Yes. No,
there's no way it would hurt.
It can help repair the damage done in the brain.
Well, that's
Deanna,
what
Deanna Jean Plimer out, I forget which state she's in, she had a lot of brain surgeries, and she got off all the pharmaceuticals, and now she's able to function because of the cannabis, and she's an advocate, Parents for Pot, but I forget what state she's in. But she is a true warrior.
Yeah, I met a true warrior like that with Stacy from out of Arizona out there. Tammy's her name. I think you met her too.
That
and she has a brain injury, you know, from I think where she was in the Army or something, you know, and
It repairs brain cells.
Mm-hmm. It does. All right, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I'm ready to repair some brain cells.
We'll be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, Paula.
Fast. And again.
They're getting off of work. I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour. I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. Toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die from stress or learn to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and atmosphere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. Thank you all. Man,
and my friend Ruth McIntosh loved that song, too.
Oh, did he, Paula?
Yeah, I had such a great time with him. He's such a spiritual person, you know. It's just, I haven't talked to him yet. I've been knowing him, like, since the late 70s, and he's just a unique soul, you know. He's just an awesome guy.
Right. Oh, wow. I mean, that's great, Paula. That's great. I don't know of any events going on. Just December the 7th. What is it?
Good. Calvert City Industrial Complex, which is all the plants at Calvert City, has Good Neighbor Night tonight from 4 to 6:30 at Calvert City Elementary Gymnasium. We get to come and meet the people behind the plants and how they try to tell us that they're not poisoning us. And then they give the neatest prizes ever.
Oh.
And then I'm going to be campaigning for Dave Watson and talking about hemp. If you plant hemp, you will get all that toxin out of your soil down there on the river. I have fun with it. I used to campaign for Gatewood, so this year I got on my Dave Watson shirt and I'm going to campaign for him.
Yeah, it'll be over with 5 days. I mean, like I say, man, I'm rooting for everybody out there.
Go vote. Go vote. Damn it. It's the non-voters that's the problem.
Right. And well, you know, I'll be honest with you. You wouldn't believe the people that I've heard that says that they're not even going to vote.
I know. And that's the problem, you know. And I've talked to some that won't even register to vote. Ronnie McIntosh's brother is running against Samuel Gaskin and Rand Paul. Comer on my first district race. He's a write-in candidate. And somebody asked Ronnie if he's going to vote for him. He goes, no, I'm not even registered. I'm not going to register to vote for him either, you know, because he just don't believe it anymore. He knows how corrupt it is, and he's give up on it. But he commends me for what I do, you know, still trying to fight the system of corruption.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, damn, it's going to take these young people to step up. We got to have these young people to step up. You know.
A lady is blowing up.
Do what, honey?
I thought my mail lady was blowing a horn, but I guess not. Yeah, maybe so.
Oh, it is the mail lady blowing for you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, maybe you
got a
present.
Yeah, it's from Daniel. I think it's batteries.
Oh. Ain't that sweet? Boy, that was a great picture of Noah, Paula.
Do what?
That was a great picture of Noah. Thank you, Noah.
Oh, yeah. Kelly was surprised that, you know, because the last pictures they took, Noah wouldn't, you know, we couldn't find Noah. And, boy, he was right there.
Right. Oh, yeah, he was. He sure was. And he looks like a badass Marine, Paula.
Yeah. That was 2 prenatal vitamins and peanut butter. Pregnant. Later, thank you.
Oh, that's great. That's great. My goodness.
Well, my ODB bells on it.
Did you happen to have any birthdays, Paula?
I've been going since like 7 this morning, and I have actually not even really done anything today with Facebook.
I'm like you.
Sam went with me, and she went to the doctor with me, and then I got to spend time with her and Munchkins, my little Munchkins, and then she took me to eat, and then I had to go do errands, and I still didn't get them all done because my bank was closed, so that kind of fucked up everything, you know.
Right.
Then we did neighbor night at 4:00. So then as the radio's done, then I'll regroup my critters and I'll go aggravate all the plant people. Except Christina's. I can't go aggravate Lakeland because that's where she works. She asked me specifically not to, so I won't.
Right. That's funny.
Did medical this morning, and my whole attitude changed because I had an attitude this morning. I felt so bad I didn't want to go to the surgeon because of this $20% copay, and I was like, fuck all this. But I'm glad that I had an attitude adjustment, and my blood pressure was normal. Like, imagine that.
Right, right. I want to give a big shout out to Randall Bland. Thank you so much, Randall Bland. Thank you so much, Pioneer Paula, as always, for being with us. Today made our, today is 785 episodes as of today, and today I didn't mute myself. I had myself muted yesterday, Paula, for a long time before I even realized it.
Yeah, Ronnie was here. He'd just gotten here, and that was a pleasant surprise, and, you know, I just was absorbed of listening to him because he's such a spiritual person, and he writes articles for this magazine, Spirit, Science of Mind, that I used to read, like a daily thing. And, it was just a real experience.
All right, God bless you, Paula. Thank you so much. Love you with all my heart. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Everybody have a good evening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Love you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson. and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming.